I picked him because he doesn't look like a typical Aussie, if there is such a thing. And I found the image in the National Archive. The photograph was taken here in Australia 100 years ago, and it was an ID photo for his exemption to the White Australia policy. He was born in Afghanistan, and he was wanting to return home, presumably to buy some camels, and he wanted to be able to get back to Australia, so he applied for an exemption. And thousands of people during the White Australia policy applied for exemptions, and they received them because they were important to the economy.
So tell us, just describe the picture before we go into more details about Monga Khan and this White Australia policy and the exemptions around it. But tell us what these posters kind of look like.
Well, it looks like an archival photo. I mean, the photographs back then were beautiful. And he's there with a nice red turban and a big moustache. I mean, he looks sort of like it's from a film, really. I mean, it's hard if you sort of, once you see the photograph, it's hard to believe that you'd see him, you know, walking around on the streets of Sydney 100 years ago. But that's where, I'm not sure whether he was in Sydney or not, but I mean, the Cameleers were all over Australia.
And he looks kind of regal, doesn't he? Sort of staring off into the distance, as you say, with this.
He's got a
very English-looking suit on, and then he's got this red turban. And on it, the poster simply says Aussie.
Yeah, I want to try to just look at. I mean, because that word is thrown around a lot in a pretty sort of carefree way. That's sort of often used to say what's stereotypical about Australia. And the reality is that there's not really anything stereotypical about Australia. We're a pretty interesting mix, and I think we have been for a long time. And the word hasn't sort of caught up with reality yet. And that's sort of what I want to do with the project, is try to help us catch up.
And in fact, when you were sort of doing this research, looking at the White Australia policy and these exemptions that people like Monga Khan got to come into the country and practice their business, even Aboriginal people who left Australia for any reason, if they wanted to come back to their own country, had to actually apply for an exemption, didn't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Cameleers...
So it kind of blows your mind to even contemplate that that's possible.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of things that are really interesting about it. I mean, how did these people know that they had to apply for exemptions? I mean, did they look in the mirror and go, oh, right, so there's a White Australia policy, I'm not really white, I should probably ask for an exemption? I mean, it's sort of, it's difficult to get your head around. But, a lot of the Cameleers... married Aboriginal women because they were sort of put on the outskirts of society, I guess. And so their kids were Aboriginal, and when the Cameleers wanted to go back to Afghanistan, they someone wanted to bring their kids with them. So I found photographs of these Afghan Aboriginal families wanting to leave and obviously wanting to come back to Australia and asking for permission to be able to do so. So it's sort of staggering.
So tell us what these Cameleers were actually doing in terms of and what role they kind of played in Australia's kind of early trade and that kind of economy of the outback around that time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all sort of heard of Burke and Wills, and we know that they had camels with them, and that was sort of like a bright idea of how to get through the outback, and because it was very difficult to do that. And for about 70 years, camels were really essential to Australia for transporting goods and for helping explorers and setting up the rail networks. Every time there was a expedition of explorers, there would have been a Cameleer on the trip to manage the camels. Some of these Cameleers ended up doing more exploration, like actually covering more miles than any explorer. They were this is the reason why these people got the exemption to the White Australia policy, is because we needed their help. And then once the motor cars came in, and once the rail networks were set up, they weren't necessary anymore, and a lot of them sort of let their camels go, because there was no economic need for them, and that's why there are hundreds of thousands of wild camels in Australia today.
What's got you interested in this whole notion of the Australian identity?
My art was very different a few years back, but it was living overseas. I sort of started thinking a lot more about what it means to belong to a place. I missed Australia a lot, and I thought about what I really loved about Australia and what I'd like to see sort of change. And I started thinking about it a lot then, and I guess I still am. I think that every national identity has room to grow, and Australia is sort of lucky in that sense, in that we are still figuring things out. It would be a lot more, see, if we're in France, for instance, you have a national identity which is a lot more stuck, whereas Australia is, it's sort of, there's this sense that we're still evolving, and I really love that.
So tell us about your Possible campaign, because you managed to get your Real Aussie Say Welcome posters up all over the country last year. You want to do the same again now, but you need people's help to do it, right?
Yeah. So, campaigns like this only work if lots of people get behind it, because obviously it's about all of us. So it would be a bit silly if I just sort of told everyone I was just going to go do it. So I want people to be involved. So I've made a Possible campaign, so people can donate to it, and they receive copies of the poster, smaller posters, all sorts of little things for them to have as rewards. And each little donation helps me get on my way. And what I'll be doing is printing 1,000 of these posters and travelling all around the country and sticking them up, and figuring out other ways to essentially make Monga Khan famous. Because he can sort of be a symbol for the rest of the camel ears, and also the rest of the people who were applying for exemptions to the White Australia policy at that time. Because it weren't just camel ears, there were thousands of Chinese immigrants and people from all over the world.
Well, I love the look of these posters. They look fantastic. I hope you manage to get them up all over the place. How can people find out or get onto your Possible campaign?
Well, if you were to search "What is a Real Aussie" and Possible, they'll find the campaign, and it's really easy to get involved from there.